first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked, and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Hello, and welcome back to Fishy Radio. I'm Dee, and I'm here with my two favorite gals, Jeannie and Heather. Ladies, holler at our peeps.
What's up?
Hey, ladies.
Today we're talking about an oldie, a show that we did a little while ago that we're going to improve on today. And that was one of our favorite ones, which was Fishing Firsts.
Improve? So, how can we improve?
We can't improve. We can just add.
Add. Everything we do is improve. Perfect.
I forgot how perfect we are.
So, yeah, so today is Fishing Firsts. But before that, can I just interrupt real quick? And I want to give a huge mama shout out to my son who just left for Germany about an hour ago. So he's 20 years old and he just got the job of a lifetime about 2 months ago at a company up in Atlanta. And they just sent him to Germany today to go train his job under German engineering, German hands, with the Germans over there. And he's over there for a month learning how to do his new job. He works for a mold and dye company. And he's going to be a field technician agent. And I'm super, super, super proud, of that youngin. And I just wanted to say it. My super proud mama moment. Thank you for tolerating me. Appreciate that. That's all I wanted to say.
Awesome.
That
job.
Is awesome. Good to hear that.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him. So, Fishing Firsts. So, this, of course, our show is really for everybody in the fishing community, whether you fish every day or whether you've never fished before and just trying to figure it out. And today, I think our show is geared more toward the people that are trying to either figure it out or maybe expand your horizons. So as women, we know that the fishing community really is or was very much a male-dominated industry, and we are now kind of taking over. We're sharing it. We're now teaching them how it's done. So, but there's still, you know, it can still be very, very intimidating as a woman if you don't have, like, your own tackle shop that you normally go into or you haven't done things before. It can still be intimidating. Because we still have in the back of our mind that we're going to be looked down upon as we do something because we're women in this male-dominated industry. Fortunately, that has changed quite a bit. The whole point, I think, today of today's show is to get you to just do it. Be like Nike. Are we allowed to say that? Nike?
Yeah, you
be
just
like
did. <It's all good. laughs>
Be like Nike and just do it. So... first, I think we're going to talk about the tackle shop. So
I have a little scenario about the tackle shop.
All right, let's hear it.
You know, like us women, we love the shop. Nah, that we can't really dispute that fact, right?
For tackle, yes.
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes, yes.
Fishing gear. I can open my own tackle shop in my own house.
I know. When Fishing Franks is low on stuff, they call you.
Yeah. But my favorite thing would be, like, you know, as women, we go into buy clothes or shoes or boots or whatever. We know exactly what we want. We know exactly where to go to get it. And we are in and out for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get to the point where we can walk into the tackle shop and do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. That is very true. So just, I don't know how to reiterate that any more than just do it. Most of your tackle shops are going to be very, very, very friendly. And again, with the women coming into the industry, this is something that's being, we're being welcomed into this industry. This is not something where the men are snubbing up their nose to us. So you'd be surprised that you walk into that tackle shop and you're going to get this huge, warm welcome which is, again, why we say just do it.
Yeah.
A lot of times it might just be that your mind is, your brain is, you know, your brain is the one that's holding you back. In this particular instance, in this particular industry, we are being welcomed into it.
And I am finding, doing a little more traveling here, walking into tackle shops, you'll find more females working in the tackle shops.
Yes.
Here at Fish and Frank's, there's four of us here now.
Yeah.
It's not male-dominated.
Yes. Yeah.
Even working in it.
Yes.
So, and it's amazing to just walk in and be comfortable, you know, and you walk in and you see girls behind the desk, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, you walk in the first time and you do what you got to do, but, you know, the second time and especially the third time, they'll probably know you by name.
Mm-hmm.
So walking into, if there's, you know, anything at all to not be intimidated about, I really think it's a tackle shop, because our tackle shops have come, I don't want to say they've come so far, but they're
realizing
that there's more and more women out there that are getting into this fishing thing, and the tackle shops are loving it, the husbands are loving it, the boyfriends are loving it. So, like, don't be intimidated.
What's better
by
than
that.
Having a woman that knows how to fish, clean fish, cook fish, and eat fish.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
There's nothing better than that. That's like a man's dream, isn't
exactly. Exactly. And listen, I'm here to tell you right now, if you walk into a tackle shop and it's anything other than warm and friendly, get the hell out and go find you another one, because there's too many of them right now that are just so stoked to see these women walk through the door.
Yeah.
That either, and it doesn't matter if you know what you want, if you don't know what you want, because again, the men are so happy to see women in this industry that they're happy to help. All you have to do is explain the little thingamajobbers with the whatchamajoodles, and they speak that. They speak that. And the girls behind there, we get what you're saying.
Uh-huh. That's a good scenario.
So just do it.
Just do it. So don't
be
afraid.
There's nothing better than just getting out there and doing it. I mean, everybody, there's a fear of going into the bait shop and maybe being thinking that there's going to be overlooked, or, oh my God, what the heck is a woman doing? No, that's just the opposite, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, you go in there and everybody wants to take care of you, make sure you know.
Absolutely. And of course, always, you know, as with anything in life, the first time is always the hardest.
Yeah.
The second time, you know, it gets easier. The third time, like I said, you're going to be in there shooting the bull with everybody, you know, especially in a tackle shop.
What's a different perspective
shop, so.
Than a regular, you know, the typical, I would say, man that would go in there, and, you know, they already know how and what to expect from them. They really don't know and how what to expect from a woman when they walk in there, and they're like, wow, you know, she really knows what she's talking about. Or even once, since we started doing this show, people are like, I would have never, you know, other people that do shows also here say, man, I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
I'd have never done it that way.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So,
and there's always something, you know, even as long as we've been doing it, there's new stuff that hits the market. So you get an email and it says there's this new little, you know, contraption, and so you're trying to remember what it was, and you come into the time. So it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. You could be fishing for 20 years, and you're still going to walk in and go, do you have that thing that looks like
has
this,
the propeller thing on it?
It goes plop, 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 plop.
It kind of sounds like the pow.
Right. So just never be intimidated about a tackle shop. That is,
you're going to find that more people are going to be willing to help.
Right. Intimidated about anything, don't let that be one of them.
No,
and
absolutely.
If you are, get the heck out and go find you another one, because
there's
too many of them where.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just welcome you into
it. And that'll be the first thing I speak from experience would turn me off in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If you walked in there and had a bad experience.
Yeah,
but you
absolutely.
Can't. You have to keep going. You have to try the next one.
Absolutely.
God only knows they're like McDonald's around these part of the down here.
Yeah.
There's a bait shop at every tackle shop.
You're right about
quarter,
that. You're right
next
about
to the
that.
Publix or whatever.
Yeah. So the second really big one is taking the boat out. And I'm going
this is
to.
My favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite one.
I want to, so a couple of weeks ago, we got to hear a really cool story from Heather about taking the boat out. She took her boat out by herself for her very first time.
Yep.
So we're going to turn this one over to Heather and let her explain
how awesome,
how awesome it is to just do it.
Well, I just did it. Just that one time. I haven't taken it back out again. But that one afternoon, it was so beautiful, gorgeous, and one of my daughters, she wanted, Mom, let's go fishing. I'm like, okay, we got the boat. Steve's at work. Don't need to, you know, work around his schedule.
Right.
So we just went and got on the boat. And as we're just driving through the canals, because we keep it on a lift, just snapping pictures. Hey, I made it this far already. Yeah. Hey, I made it this far already. Hey, it's just us. I'm by myself. It was very exciting that first time. I think the best part of it, though, was pulling up to the fuel dock and not, like, hitting it.
That's right. Because you know everybody's looking at you.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody.
All and I'm even yelling, hey, fuel- this is my first time doing this. Be nice.
The fuel dock is like the boat ramp. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, real quick, there's a your favorite watering hole there on Pine Island, over there by Lazy Flamingo.
Yeah, yep.
Is in the Four Winds Marina.
Yep.
Which,
yep,
if you sit in there, you can look right out to the marina, mm-hmm, and there's a fuel dock there. So sometimes you're eating dinner there, you're like, oh, look at this sucker, you know. Yep. He's about to go to the fuel dock. Look, yep, at that, you know. Yeah. Oh, he did that good, you know. So yeah, all eyes are on you when you hit the fuel dock.
Yep.
And
but
you,
yeah,
pulled up to it and you nailed it.
I did.
You stuck it, didn't you?
Yes.
Stuck it in there.
It was awesome. The guy, you know, working up at the dock, he's like, good job. He's like, I couldn't have done it better myself.
That's right.
And yep, that's
just
such,
like, my first time. That's what I said.
Yeah. That is such an amazing feeling, Heather. If you could put that into words, just like how, I mean, how did that feel to know that that was your very first time? You did it. You nailed it. You're doing it by yourself.
It just kind of confidence.
Yeah,
it gave me more confidence because, yes, since then I've learned how to throw the cast net and, like, so, a pro at that. Right.
That confidence just, has led into other.
Yes. And I mean, how many times have somebody said to you, just take the boat out? And you're like, yeah.
Right.
You know what
you
I mean?
How many times Steve has
And you didn't
told
actually do
that.
It because you were scared to, but
yes,
then you went out there and you just did it.
I just did it.
Just did it. That's amazing. Yeah. I love hearing that story. I really truly
yeah,
do.
Like, awesome. We didn't catch much fish that day. Well, we didn't catch.
That's all right.
Any
you
fish
riding that
day.
High. You know,
but it was
exactly
just a success.
Yeah,
you know, taking it out, that first step towards making it happen.
Yeah. Like I said this before in previous shows, but the best time I've ever had out on my boat are times I didn't fish.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not. I mean, don't let's not get wrong. Not get it wrong. Fishing is the bomb.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that is awesome catching fish on your own and doing everything your own, but. Yep. You have them days where it's just quiet and peaceful, and you get out there and you just enjoy.
And, you know,
enjoy.
Sometimes it's just baby steps, though. Yeah. Like, you just got that boat off of your lift by yourself. Mm-hmm. You turned it around in the canal. You went and got fuel. You put it up to the boat dock. Like, there's a lot of nerves going on.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of firsts.
Especially
right
it's
there.
A brand new boat. I mean, it's new to you guys, right? You just bought this boat.
We've had the boat.
Mm-hmm.
We got new motors on it. So. Yeah. Had maybe 10 hours on the motors already.
See,
so
there's
some stress
going
there.
On right
there. There's definitely some stress there.
So there was plenty of stuff going on there that fishing just, you know, even if you didn't catch a fish, like there's.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then you got to get it back through the canal.
Mm-hmm.
You went out into the harbor. Now you got to get it back in. You got to get it back on the boat lift. When you pulled up to the boat lift, you had left it like high tide. You get back there at low tide. The boat lift wasn't down. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of firsts going on that who cares if the fish weren't biting.
Yeah.
That was a huge successful day.
And like you said, just from doing that, you started doing other things like throwing the cast net.
Exactly.
And now I have a dream of having my own boat.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Exciting.
I want my own.
Yeah. A Carolina skiff.
Carolina skiff.
Yeah. She wants a Carolina skiff.
With a trolling motor that I can control. Just, I want to go up and down the walls and into the places that I can't
peaceful.
Get.
Peaceful. Yes. Peace and quiet.
That's awesome. And that's where those firsts lead you right there. Right there. So, Heather, as we talked about, Heather has her boat on a lift. So she had, she got to do all of that stuff by herself, but I and Dee, we don't have boat lifts, so we get to go back to the all eyes
on
you.
The boat ramp,
right?
You know what I mean?
We are at the boat ramp, and let me tell you.
I mean, there's days I want to snatch my hair bald, because it's like, okay, let me see, the line is like out to the road.
No,
waiting for the boat ramp.
Right, exactly.
Right?
And if this
so
is your very first time pulling up to the boat
everybody
ramp.
Else has these big old boats, four people to help them get it off the boat trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, this one we'll give it to you if it's intimidating. We'll let you have this one as intimidating.
Yeah.
But this is one of those where you got to put on them big girl britches. Put on your asbestos
britches.
Pretend
like it ain't your first time when it really
is. That's right. That's right. Suck it up and really just do it. Yep. This one's tough, so.
Don't be afraid to ram the piling every once in a while. Try to tie the boat up.
Right.
Because I'm sure you won't be the only one.
Yeah. Right. That's yeah, very right. true.
That happened true. Before. That's and true. It'll happen again.
You're absolutely
But I'm telling you,
correct.
There's nothing. Sometimes, I remember my first times putting the boat in the water by myself. And just like I said, I can't paint a better scenario. Boat ramp's full. You know, it's a Saturday morning. So you know everybody and brothers, sisters, cousins mm-hmm. out there.
Mm-hmm.
The line's all the way up to the back of the mm-hmm, road, you know mm-hmm, what I mean? It's jam mm-hmm. full, and you're third in line. You're like, you know what I mean? So you're trying to like, all right, dude, you got a man up here. You got to do this right, right?
This one's a tough one.
It is a tough
this
one.
This one's a...
But there is nothing. I almost said, I don't even have to fish today. I feel so awesome.
Accomplished
by
it. Just
getting
this.
The boat in the water.
All right, let's put it back on the trailer.
Yes.
We're done.
Y'all saw that. Y'all saw that, right?
But this here, so believe it or not, it is extremely nerve-wracking, but believe it or not, this is another one of those times where people are extremely forgiving.
Yeah,
when they see a woman pull up to the boat ramp all by herself, first of all, I'm not going to lie to you, they are hunting everywhere trying to find the man. They're trying to find him. Where's your husband at? Where's he at? You got to be here. There's no way that she can. When they realize that you're there doing that by yourself, you could set that thing on fire and everybody will come to your rescue.
Oh, yeah.
Like, extremely forgiving. It is extremely nerve-wracking. There's no doubt about that. But I have backed my boat down the boat ramp and gotten applause. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. And then you put your boat in, and it really doesn't matter how long it takes you to do it. What's so intimidating about it is the fact that everybody's watching you do it.
Yeah.
Because everybody, and it's not that they're watching to see if you're going to screw up. They're watching because they just cannot believe that this woman is at the boat ramp, dragging this boat, putting this boat in the water by her. They're still 20 minutes later, they're still hunting your husband.
Absolutely.
I promise. They know he's coming down that ramp somewhere.
Absolutely. My first experience at the boat ramp, short and sweet. You know, you get the boat turned correctly. You know, all you got to do is back it up straight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems simple to the common guy. You know what I mean? You just have to go straight backwards. It's really easy.
Right.
No, it's not. And that's not that easy.
Right.
And I'll never forget, I was by myself, of course, trying to launch the boat. And it's same scenario, slap full people. And I look like the Family Guy meme trying to get the boat down. Literally. And I'm like, oh my God, should I just drive off? You know, just go home.
Yes.
You know, like, it crossed my mind numerous times. And then finally, a little old man came up to me, and he stuck his head in the window of the truck, and he said, can I give you a couple pointers? I was like, at this point, you're sweating, you're pissed off, you know? Like, yes, please do, you know? He's like, all you have to do is put your hand on the bottom of the steering wheel, and whatever way you turn that steering wheel, either to the left or right, that's which way your trailer's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and simple. And I was like, oh, I'm stupid. Duh. You know what I mean? I get it now, you know? After a couple of times, you know? And sure enough, I've never forgotten that. And it's never failed me.
It's true.
And I mean, you can put that sucker in, like, anywhere.
Yep.
Anywhere.
Yep.
You pull it into the, you know, when you're putting it in the backyard and you got to go through a little teeny gate, you know what I mean? Over a hill and through the gate.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
So that's one good,
I look forward to that first when I finally get my own.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think the best advice that I can give on that at the boat ramp is to just go slow.
Yeah.
And as long as you're moving, nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
You know, and again, these people are so extremely forgiving when they see that it's just a woman.
Yeah.
You could bounce off every piling. You can, you know, everybody's going to come to your rescue. It really is.
I mean, I'm sure you've heard this numerous times as me as well. When you park the boat or the truck in the trailer and you're going back to the boat and there's another guy behind you struggling. He can't get it down the boat ramp right. And you're just walking. And a few times they're just like, hey, you want to ask that lady if she wanted to back that boat down in there? You know, and that makes you feel proud. You just keep walking, you know.
I'm not going to lie. And I think that's one of the things that gets me through it, too, is, you know, like, we all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses. And I might be one of those people that preys on those, but you know, when I can back up, you know, I can get up there and I can back my boat down and I can put my boat in and I can take it and park it. And then I watch the next guy and he's struggling. And it's not that I get off on the fact that he's struggling, but it's that I get off on the fact that not everybody is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, we can't. There's other people that are going to screw up, too. Like, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, everybody's watching me. I look like such an idiot. No, watch the guy behind you. He's going to struggle a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So just go slow.
Yeah.
Calm down a little bit. Don't think that you have to be perfect.
But I recommend if you're going to do it for the first time or two or three times, go on a Monday. Go fishing on a Monday. Try not to be right in the middle of everybody else, you know, on the weekends. Try to do it throughout the week if you can. That way you can get some really good practice without people staring down.
Exactly. Let me tell you, when I first started doing it and started doing it myself, I would find any boat ramp that I could, the most out-of-the-way boat ramp. I'd drive an extra 30 minutes if I had to find a boat ramp that, you know, wasn't very busy.
Like, oh, no, that one's too busy.
Right. Exactly. I'd come in and go to load my boat, and I'd be like, oop, there's people here. Nope, I think I'll go fish in another 15 minutes.
I've done that the first couple times.
But again, the first time is always the hardest. Just do it. Just do it. Okay, so real quick, apparently we've overshot our time here. Heather, you have a recipe for us.
I do, real quick and simple.
Yeah.
Snapper, really any kind of fish. Basic fried. I don't like to deep fry it because it's just so much more greasier. But just take some flour, breadcrumbs, then your favorite seasoning, throw it in there, and then just batter it and throw it in the pan with some oil.
Black skillet pan? Like a black iron skillet?
Yes.
Oh,
that sounds good. I've got to try one of these.
Girl,
we need
I'm
to
telling
catch
you what,
fish.
You're missing out.
I really think so.
That's a good one.
Yes.
The secret is the batter. Once you start doing it every once in a while, you start making your own stuff up. Like, people tell me, what's in this? I don't know. Stuff I started throwing in there.
Recipe.
I wish I would have wrote it down.
Just a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Dash of this and a dab of that.
Because there ain't nothing better than having to go home and eat it after you catch it. So.
Yep.
Yeah, that one sounds awesome. I've really got to start. I've got to start doing these. So what happened on Fishy Radio Facebook page this week?
So we had our fish picture contest again this week. And the one with the most likes was a gentleman named Travis Downs.
Yay!
Yep. Yay! He caught a 46-inch, 30-pound snook.
Woo!
Yeah, a monster.
Nice.
Yep, off the...
That's the one at Sanibel?
Yep, it's off the beach.
The lighthouse.
Lighthouse Beach.
Very cool.
Yep.
That was at night, too, right?
No, it was during the day. I believe he caught it on a... they took some Wounded Warriors out fishing.
Oh.
Nice.
And he caught... He's a veteran, so...
Oh, even better.
Yeah, he caught
a
big old snook. It's a lifelong record.
Yay, snook. Travis. That's awesome. Yep. So Travis now gets the... He gets the cover photo for the week on Fishy Radio. Congratulations, Travis, on the 46-inch, 30-pound snook.
Yep, and don't forget, y'all, we got this going on every week, so there's going to be another picture of either Heather or Jeannie on there, their big catch this week.
Yep, along with our pictures, you'll find some of the recipes that we're talking about. We'll post some pictures of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't forget to check us out on KDW Radio on Fridays at 2 o'clock. Also, if you're not in the Northport area, kdwradio.com, you'll find us as well. We stream it live.
Awesome. Well, till next time, ladies.
Till next time, just do it.
Just get out there
and do it.
Bye, girls.
Tight lines.
Bye-bye now.